This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Greetings, everybody. You're coming from the Wairarapa, New Zealand, and we are talking today about Beyond Panic. But we're going to be talking more about heating and fuel and when the lights go off. So I'm going to introduce again Anna-Marie Kingsley and our Margie Crawford, and we hope we will make you giggle, but learn. That's the big thing. So Anna-Marie, we didn't cover anything to do with solar.
No, we didn't. Backtracking just a tiny bit, though.
To
our previous program on heating and cooking.
Yep.
I forgot to mention a thermet.
What is a thermet?
Thermets are fantastic. They are probably the most efficient way of heating water. So it's mostly made out of, these are often copper, because copper transmits heat 60 times more efficiently than stainless steel.
Oh, really?
Okay. This is why you have a copper bottom pot. You know,
copper bottom pots.
You have
a nice
expensive one. I didn't realise this. I was just looking the other day at making up a big hot tub. Mm. Instead of using stainless steel, I realised if I use copper pipes and that on my fire, it's incredible how much more heat is transferred through copper, and how far more efficient it is than stainless steel or cast iron or anything else. It's not necessarily going to last as long because it
corrodes. And people also love it to steel. But
so that's why they use it for hot water pipes. Because it's really good at that. So your thermet generally is made out of copper because it transfers heat so much faster. Mm-hmm. And it's actually often in a cone shape, which it's got like a little thingy on top, a little lid that you fill it up with water and a circular cone-shaped water jacket around the outside of a central fire that's in a kind of a cone. Think of a copper road cone.
It's a fire underneath.
It's a little stick fire, and you light it with a little bit of newspaper and some little bits of kindling, and it heats up about a litre and a half, 2 litres of water, depending on the size of this thing.
Can you buy these
unbelievably
things?
Fast. Yes, you can.
I've never heard
of it. If you look them up, look up thermet. So thermet as in heat and et. Yeah. I don't know. Is that a word for small or something? I'm not sure. But thermet is the word for it.
I hope people keep a pencil and paper while I listen to these programs with all these ideas.
Yeah.
And we haven't got an attachment at the bottom to say you can get them elsewhere.
No.
You know.
No.
So please write down when you hear the word. So
yes.
Thermet.
But it does need to be
but
used outside.
But the idea is outside because it's a fire again.
It's a fire outside. And, and also because it's which is going to reduce smoke because there's a little chimney up the top.
Oh, yes.
All little opening. So it kind of works a bit like a rocket stove, if you've ever looked into rocket stoves.
Okay.
Where you have a very fast fire coming through with air because of the way that it conducts the air through this little chamber.
Yeah.
So it roars away. You can actually hear it roaring. Then you can hear the water boiling. And honestly, it's within a minute or two.
It's called a rocket fire.
No, that's a rocket stove.
A rocket
is something quite different, and that goes into your house as a big heat source. It's very an alternative energy houses like big adobe homes.
Okay.
Or earth ships, they will have these big rocket stoves. That's something quite different.
But you mentioned earlier a rocket.
So it's got the same principle as a rocket stove.
A rocket stove. The internet is full of how to make these things outside, and even with old tins, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. The thermet is especially designed, though. That would be something you would buy rather than make.
Yes, it sounds like that.
There's issues with soldering copper because a lot of the solder that you use has got lead in it.
Okay.
So you tend to need these things done, made professionally.
Yes.
Not something you're doing up in your back garden because it's, you know.
So a lot of the sort of things you probably need to buy.
Yeah, you'd buy.
I mean, you can't exactly make a hot water bottle. So,
No.
Although, if we say that, in the old days they used to heat stones and put it in your bed.
That's right, yep. Do you wrap them up in a flannel first or something?
That's right, and then you can throw them out halfway through.
Okay.
And they get cold, but they retain. In fact, stones retain heat.
Yep.
I've seen where they've put them underneath houses to heat because they retain the heat.
Yes.
It's like bottles filled with water.
Yes. Yep, or if you've got a black thingy,
the wall or something. Or something. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So there are a lot of things that retain heat. Mm. But yes, so you know, going on when you're talking about heating and stuff, can we talk about lighting?
Yes,
lights. So now the lights have gone out. Mm. We've said candles are not a good. Well, you can use them, but be very aware.
Yeah, be very safe.
Yeah. You've got a lot of solar.
Well, you do. You do. I mean, if you know the solar lights you've got in your garden, if you're sitting out there in full sunlight in the day, you can actually bring them inside.
That's right.
You know, you can use them. My recommendation for lighting at night, unless it's an emergency, and then hopefully you've got your little head torch and you can scootle outside, you know, or you're refilling your hot water bottle from the gas stove outside. When it gets dark, go to bed. Don't try and live normally. You know, this is an emergency. This is a disaster. Yeah. If it's dark, go to bed. If it's light, be up and about. But don't try and stay up until 11 o'clock like you would normally do in the middle of winter, because you're going to use an awful lot of power.
And you're going to be cold.
You're going to be cold.
Yeah.
It's a lot better. I mean, if you have to move because it's an emergency, then absolutely do. But if you, like, leave your house or something, evacuate. But if you are sitting in situ,
yeah,
you take your little solar light and you can read stories to your kids under your blankie, but use the energy very, very efficiently.
Yes. So think of how energy gets used.
Yes.
I mean, that's what we're saying all the way along.
And you're not trying to live normally.
No.
You know, this is
an emergency.
This is an emergency.
But these are little backups that you can have.
Yes.
I mean, solar, I know I've got a lot of little solar gadgets because South Africa suffered a lot from blackouts.
Mm.
And when I visited my sister or I ordered online for her, I would order things like a charger. I know you use the bank one.
Yep.
But you get a solar charger that can charge your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Or even I use it actually in summer, because I've got a miniature fan, so when I'm painting or something, I charge it with my solar, and they're very cheap to get.
Yes.
I wouldn't say they're going to drive phone at all. They're very slow. But there are ways of doing things, so little solar things. The other thing, when we're talking about heating water and stuff, and I mentioned to you when we were offline, is camping gadgets like your good old shower. You know, your solar thing you hang outside. The water gets very hot.
Yeah.
I wouldn't drink it because I don't think it's probably that clean because it's not boiled, but it gets really hot.
Yeah.
And all our camping things, the worker would have a solar shower, you know.
Mm.
And that works like a bomb.
Yes.
And they're not terribly expensive. They're dollars, you know.
Yeah.
So these are little sort of, if you've got a camping box somewhere, you put a whole lot of this stuff in. But the things that you look around your garden or your house, you've probably got an amazing amount of gadgets and things.
Yeah, the solar lights outside, the little fairy solar lights that you can get. You know, you can put them up in your lounge to a bit of light, or in your little fort that you've made stay warm.
Yes.
Okay.
So solar is a really energy out there. Unfortunately, if we've just gone through storms and things, you might not have that much light. So you can't say you depend only on... I'm talking about the little gadgets. Can you talk about... You live much more off-grid than we do, because, as I've mentioned before, we are in the town. You are out of the town.
We've
been set up to be energy... contained.
Interesting journey in that when we first started, because we're completely off-grid, we have no power, we're not hooked up to the national grid at all.
Okay.
We're totally isolated like that. But when we first started, we didn't have a lot of power because our system was really quite cheap. So we just had a couple of little solar panels, which 20 years ago were very expensive. And we had a couple of very cheap little Chinese wind turbines, which sounded like a helicopter coming through your window. And they lasted about 2 years before they just basically exploded and blades went everywhere. And now our system is much more robust. But I learnt to cook on a wood stove inside.
Yes.
We didn't have the power for a jug. We didn't have the power for a toaster.
Right.
I had to be very careful. I couldn't have the washing machine on and the vacuum at the same time. I must say it was really rather nice on a rainy day. I couldn't do any housework. It was great. our hot water was solar. And we had a wetback for the fire as well, which we still have. We haven't changed that for anything else. So we had the big photovoltaic panels that provided our electricity into batteries. People often get confused with the solar water heaters that you have on your roof.
Oh, yes.
Thinking that that's power. It's not.
No, it's just heating the water.
Yeah. And often that relies on a pump system. It relies on electricity to move
it down. Yes.
Because in a frost, you have to keep the water moving.
Otherwise, your pipes will break.
It freezes up in the solar panels and ruins them. We've got an electric car, so we put in a lot more solar panels.
That's to charge
the electric car.
Because to get back to solar is you've got your panels, but what it's doing, it's creating energy which is stored battery.
This is the photovoltaic panels. Yep. So they're using the light from the sun to create electricity. And then you store that into batteries, or you're just using it as it's coming out of the out of things. They're not cheap. This is not a cheap system to set up. You have to have often you have a backup generator, which is big. It's not a little one. It's a large generator for these things. Your batteries can go into the tens of thousands.
Yeah.
They're getting better and better technology for batteries and things, but you still have to replace those every 10, 15 years.
Okay.
It's a big investment. You need to have depreciation funds for all of these power systems so that you realise that eventually your generator is going to collapse on you, your batteries are going to collapse, you're going to have to renew your solar panels eventually.
But it is quite a good source to put in.
Absolutely,
10 years at least.
Oh, yes, and the rest. But you do need to make sure that you have a backup fund for replacing those big items. You have to have if you're going completely off-grid, your fridge has to be a very special type that only uses about a quarter of the power that a normal fridge would use. So, you know the little star system?
Yes.
This is a 7 on that star system.
Okay.
Your freezers are the same. They're very heavily insulated freezers that use a tiny amount of power. It's something like, I think, 1/12 of the amount of power that a normal freezer would use.
So people who run out and put up all these solar panels, unless they change all their stove as well, are actually wasting. I mean, they could be using...
It depends on how big your system is. When we installed this, the solar panels were very, very expensive.
Mm.
They were something like $11 a watt. And so if you've got... Actually, my maths is really bad. I can't tell you what these are. But now the solar panels have come down to $1 a watt.
Okay.
So it is 11 times less the price.
Yes.
Which is huge. It makes an enormous difference to how many solar panels you can put in. So you can get quite a big array.
Yes.
But then you have to have the battery
that can cover that.
Our battery with the amount of power that we use. And we use a lot of power now. We've got electric garage door openers, we've got...
Oh, you've gone fancy.
We've gone very fancy. Yeah. We have. Well, I bought a rice cooker the other day, just because we now have excess power that I can do that.
Okay.
Certain
countries do subsidise this. I think Australia does in new houses and so on. Yeah. And I know in South Africa there's a lot about going off grid using solar, but then they get a lot more sun than we do in New Zealand.
They do. Yeah.
But it's the other part of it that one forgets. It's the batteries, and it's what you're going to use it for, et cetera, et cetera.
And you have to look after your batteries.
Okay.
You have to have the knowledge of how to look after your batteries so you don't ruin them in 3 years. If you've ruined $10,000 worth of batteries in 3 years, you're feeling a bit sad.
I didn't ruin them. Overuse?
Overuse by taking them down too low.
Okay.
Even a deep cycle battery will only go down to 40%, and then you have to recharge it.
Yes.
If you can't run everything
all day at high.
You're just watching what you're doing. We have a little screen thing that comes up with the amount of power that you've got.
Okay.
So whenever you do anything, you're checking that.
Yes.
Before I put a load of washing on, I just glance at that because it's on the way to the kitchen. I just look at it and I go, right, I can't run the dishwasher. I can't run the washing machine.
Yep.
I just need to be very careful. If I don't want the generator, if you've got a lot of cloudy days or it's rainy or there's no sun coming out, then your batteries, you're going to get down. And if you don't want the generator to run, then you just go, okay, I'll just do washing another day.
So it is a lifestyle.
It's very
that you've got to think through. It's none of this.
Very, very connected to
the weather. As we start talking through this program, I hope people are picking up that we are looking into the future of how you change your everyday habits.
Yeah.
Because we have got into the system of, oh, it's easy to switch on a switch.
Yep.
We're dependent on other people giving us the energy and stuff.
Yes, yes, and it's you need to living off grid is as anybody who lives off grid will tell you, it is a completely different way of living. You are very, very connected to the weather. You're very connected to, I mean, I look at the weather forecast every single day. First thing I do, get out of bed, get myself a coffee, and sit down and look at the weather forecast, and I plan my day around that, because you're so dependent on what's coming out of the sky with the energy. With the rain, I like living like that.
Yes.
Obviously,
it connects you to your nature around
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Certainly. You know? In the beginning, we had to be very, very careful about what we were doing.
Yeah.
We did ruin a set of batteries because we just weren't paying enough attention to our power use.
Yes.
And the power, we took them down too low, too often, and within 5 years they were.
So different gadget or different things in your home. We use a different amount of energy.
Oh, absolutely.
So you've mentioned things like fridges and things. What about your TV?
TVs, that uses surprisingly little amount of power. But, I mean, we used to live on 2,000 watts a day, which is nothing. That's one jug, you know, hot water jug. So it was a very, very small amount of power. So we didn't have a TV. We had a computer, but we always turned that off. You can't leave anything on standby. The microwave's not on standby. You had to get a special microwave that didn't need a clock, because otherwise you're resetting the clock all the time.
Yeah.
That we didn't get a microwave for years anyway. Everything has to be turned off at the wall.
A lot of these things, gadgets and appliances in the house, are geared for full power. Not off-grid power. That's what I'm trying to say.
The convenience with electricity, if you've got unlimited supply from the power lines, from the national grid, it's fantastic. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Because you leave everything on standby, you've got your batteries charging all over the place, your computer's left on constantly, you've got underfloor heating in your bathroom that just sits there.
Right.
You've got
all these modern conveniences.
Around. Yeah.
But.
So the average house would use somewhere between 30 and 40 kilowatts a day. When we first started, we used 2.
Okay.
It is a
major, major difference.
A major difference.
Okay.
Now we use probably 30 kilowatts a day.
All right.
We're up there.
What we're also trying to get through in this program is how we can mitigate some of this need for all this heavy power.
Yep.
I'm afraid it, for freezes and things like that, if you are not off-grid, are still going to use power.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
You know, that you've got to go through. But the other thing is, you know, safety. So we've talked about, you know, flame and all the rest of it.
Mm.
But solar is relatively safe.
Yes, it is. I mean,
it hasn't got an open flame. That's what I... But the other thing is electrical surges, which, sorry, I'm jumping.
Yep.
You know, as soon as the power goes off, just remember what you mentioned, your computer, et cetera, you need to go and switch them all off.
Yep.
Unplug them. Because when the electricity comes on again, there's a power surge and you will blow a lot of your items.
Something you can get is a surge protector.
Okay.
Because not always are you at home when the power comes back on.
Yeah.
So you can have surge protectors that are in between your thing. But all of these things cost money.
Yep.
And if you're on a budget, it's a bit.
Yeah. Different. So just going to unplug it quickly.
Yeah. Just unplug them. Solar, even though it's still power, it's still coming into your house at 240 volts, you're still going to get electrocuted if you're not careful. So you do need to be you have to use a proper installer. For these things, this is the ones that are on your house that are connected to your power board, you know, and that are doing your washing machine and all your electrical circuits. It's still power, even though it's solar.
Yeah.
It's not as soft as we think. It's.
I know in some countries you have this system where, and I think in New Zealand as well, where you pay back, you go into the main grid.
Yes, you can.
You can. And things. Other people say just store what you can.
Yes.
It's not always...
If you have the ability to be connected to the national grid as well, you can do a sort of a, I think it's a one, is it a one for one? I don't think it's one for one anymore. I think the power companies have clamped down on that a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, because it undermines them.
It does undermine them.
Yeah.
It becomes what they call a tax on the poor. A lot of these things where you're talking about electric cars, where you're talking about solar panels being off-grid or feeding back into the grid, they have a economic term called a tax on the poor. And this is where wealthier people can afford to put the big solar panels
yep.
in, and then they're feeding it back into the grid and they're getting cheaper power. But that system has to be paid for by somebody.
Yeah.
So it's basically the amount of people that you're spreading that cost across becomes mm-hmm. smaller. Mm-hmm. And the people who can't afford to put big solar panels on their roof tend to be lower socioeconomic.
Yes.
And so suddenly the cost of their electricity goes up.
Goes up, yes.
And that's why it can be economically a little bit, and, you know, socioeconomically, can be a little bit problematic.
Yeah.
Because you end up with wealthy people getting wealthier and wealthier, and the
yeah.
lower socioeconomic people getting poorer and poorer.
Yeah.
So all of these things have got a sort of a downside to them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know in South Africa, in some of the poorer areas, through subsidy, they've been putting in solar panels, but it's basically to heat water.
Yes.
Or yep. very yep. minimal, just to lights.
Yes.
Not much else, you know.
Yeah.
Because that's an issue. You know,
so do they obviously have their batteries?
That yeah, they must have a small well. Battery. Yeah.
Yes, right.
So, okay, but right, it's very system. Limited, you know.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
not
yeah.
to sort of power up everything
yes.
anyhow.
I mean, that's a 12-volt system. So you
yeah.
can have things like that run off like a car battery type yes. system, but then you don't have a controller and an inverter.
Okay, so it's a very simple system.
Very simple system. If you go up to a 24-volt system, that's where you have controllers and converters and your big battery systems and your diesel generators and things. That gets more complicated. And you do need electricians to put these in. You need somebody who's yeah. certified to put these sorts of things in. Because it is electricity. It is dangerous, you know.
I know. Sort of,
yeah.
It,
you don't yes. want to burn your house down.
No, that's right.
Let's not compound the disasters.
No.
Yeah. It is.
So we've covered heating, basically.
Yes.
In alternatives. We've covered lights.
Yep.
By using candles or, and of course, solar lights from your garden, or you get these emergency lamps that you put on a windowsill so you've got things. Unfortunately, I broke the switch on and off switch off, so that doesn't work.
Oh, not just permanently on.
The one, yes. The other thing I don't know if it would come under fuel and stuff, but, you know, in emergency, they often say have a wind-up radio. And they don't always work. They work in a dynamo.
Ones, the cheap ones will yep. work once and then not again. So you either go invest in a very expensive one.
Yep.
I kind of think with those emergency things...
Get a battery.
Have a phone. We're all on yes. phones now, you know.
But you've got to charge your phone.
You do.
That's
so you've
the
got
issue.
Your little, well, you've got, now you've got your little solar panel, you've got all two, yeah. and you've got your little power bank.
Yeah.
And you're not scrolling Facebook on your phone. You're
yes.
looking at using
it's an emergency thing.
I know. There might be a little bit of what's the word coming down off a drug thing? What's it called? Detoxing.
Detoxing. Yes.
Out of your phone addiction.
Yes.
Actually, that was interesting looking at. Coffee addictions. One of the things, sorry, this is a slight segue, that I saw the other day on a website I was looking at, they were talking about things that were really good for as a different monetary system for bartering.
Yeah.
Coffee yes. was way up there.
Oh, to and barter I, with, because barter everyone's with. So...
And I thought, well, you're going to run out of coffee pretty quickly, and if you haven't yeah. got a way of eating water. So I don't know whether you've ever tried to limit the amount of coffee in your life. It is not pleasant.
Yeah.
It's really, really nasty. Make sure that you have headache tablets... painkillers in your emergency box.
I know. I think when we speak to our emergency group sometime, we're going to get them on. They're going to probably talk about basic first aid thing. And one of the things they always say are painkillers.
Yes,
and I now know why.
It's the coffee
it's for those coffee addicts.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay. So we're coming to the end again. So we've covered solar, we've covered wood, we've covered naughty candles that can burn your house down.
Yep.
We've covered how to heat, keep warm, keep a nice husband or a partner you can cuddle, or even a pet, you know, a big fat dog
oh,
who
yeah,
can
big
sit
fat
next
dog.
To you.
Oh, goodness me, yes.
You know, all furry and gives
with,
you...
With ventilation, with a lot of ventilation.
With a lot of ventilation. But yes, so a lot is... You've been off-grid, we're in a town, we both have to look at the same sort of issues, lighting, heat...
Yes.
and some sort of, you know, fuel for things. So again, thank you, Anna Marie. Another morning has gone, I wouldn't rather day, with all these things. Thank you.
Thank you, Maggie.